This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Klein Ara, small vart about Shabbos. This week's parasha, we have the tzivui of Shmira Shabbos. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasik Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalit, Tezvav. Daber Hashem Meisha Leimor. Mato Daber El Bnei Yisrael Leimor. Ach, Shabsoi Sai Tishmoir. To keep the Shabbos, watch the Shabbos, Tishmoir. Ki Oisi, Shabbos is an ois, it's a sign. Everybody knows Shabbos ois. Shabbos is an ois. Oisi, Beini Yubayim B'nei Yisrael. Friday night we say, V'shamru, we start from Pasik Tezayin. We don't start from the beginning, right? In Pasik Yud Gimel, it says, Ach Shabsoi Sai Tishmeru, Ki ois hi Beini Uveinechem L'dereisechem, Lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. And then in Pasuk Tezayin it says, "V'shamu b'nei Yisrael sashabbos, lasis sashabbos." Also, "Beinu bein b'nei Yisrael oisi vaitan ois." It says it twice, but here it says it's a different ois. It's an ois ki sheishes yomim os Hashem es hashamayim es haaretz vayayim hashvi shavus vayinafash. So tzveimal in the parsha, it says that it's an ois Shabbos. But the first one, it says it's an ois. L'das ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. Hashem makes us heilig. Then it says it's an ois. Ki sheishes yomim. Os Hashem es hashamayim ves oretz. Brias shamayim v'oretz. Friday night, we start in the middle of the parsha. It's interesting. We should have started from the beginning. Ushmatim es haShabbos ki kodesh ki oisi ladas ki hash. We don't do that. We start from pasuk tezayin in the middle. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael haShabbos. So if you ask anyone, he'll tell you, no. It's an ois for brias shemayim v'aretz. Yeah. But it's not so. It's more. It seems like it's not only an ois that the Rebbeinu Shel Bashaf in the Welt. If you look at the previous psukim, it's an ois also. Kani Hashem Mekadishcha. Everybody knows that there's a difference between Brias, Shemayim V'Aret, Sheshish Mei Breishis, and Pesach. Shainim, Achreinim, discuss. Shabbos, Mr. Rebbeinu Shem created the world. Pesach, Rebbeinu Shem's manik, Aleves in us. Yeah, Nasi, Pashit, right? There's a problem with this, Rabbeisai. Kiddush. Kiddush is not like that. Every Friday night in Kiddush, so that's what, that we know, that the Rebbeinu Shel Bashaf and Zikaron L'Maisa Bereishis. But then it says clearly, so which one is it? Is it Zeichel for Maisa Bereishis? Or is it Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Sagut Kasha Rabbi say. When you make Kiddush, you ever think about, you're contradicting yourself. Especially if you learn that Zeichel Yitzias, Zeichel Shabbos is the Rebbeinu Shel Bashaf in the Welt. When Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Rebbeinu Shel took us out of Mitzrayim, Ashgacha Prat. So, the Beis HaLevi fragt the Kasha, the Briska Rav Retvek in Dem Sheinechet, on different Mahalach. We're going to discuss what the Beis Halevin, we're going to discuss what the Priska Rav answers to this kasha. And really, it's a teretz already to the psukim as well. That you see in the parsha clearly, yeah, that it's two ois. One is ois, ki ani Hashem, kadishma. What do we say over here in the kiddush? Ki hu yaim tchil mikraye kiddush, huh? Zeichel yitzir kivano v'chata v'keisanu kida. Esanu kidashta mikalo avu. So we have it here in the Kiddush. So for some reason, Friday night, thank Menon only v'shamru, ois b'riyasa elam. But in Kiddush, we address the psukim. The psukim state klar. It's two things. The only thing is, what's missing in the parsha is zeich l'yitzias Mitzrayim. It just says, ladas ki ani Hashem mikadishcha. At basic, we're not going weiter till everyone understands the parsha. You know why? Everyone's smiling. You know why? Because you got to know this. Sometimes you have a sheer effect a good tekasha. This is not just a good tekasha, they say. This is Shabbos, this is the Psukim, and Kiddush. You're making Kiddush Friday night. That's the chvis of us, the sucks. Okay, they say, yeah, club? Dayum's with me? Okay. Ois, everybody knows. Shabbos is an ois. But what's it an ois for? In the Pasuk state, club. It's actually an ois for two things. One is that it's an ois. Bein yu beinechem lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. That's the beginning. Pasuk Yud Gimel. A few psukim later, it says, it's bein yu bein bnei Yisrael oisi li'olam ki sheishes yomim that Rabbi Hashem created the world. Now, why Friday night do we not start from the beginning? I don't know. I don't have a teretz yet. Maybe next week, I'll come back, I'll have a teretz. I don't have a teretz yet. To me, the kash is gevaldik. For some reason, we should have started. Why are we starting in the middle? Start from the beginning. Shabbos is an ois l'daski and Hashem mekadishka. Either way, Rabbi Yisrael. Putting the kash aside for a moment. In the Kiddush, we taka do say it's two things. It's zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim, and we bring out the kedusha. Tchila l'mikraye kiddush. Zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim, kivano v'charta v'isanu kidashta. Oh, so we talk about, but in the Pasuk it doesn't say Mitzrayim. It just says that ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. In the Kiddush, when Masbir, that means Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. And also, it's Zikarein L'maisa Bereishis. Rabbi say, before we get to the Beis HaLevi's Pshat, and the Briska Rav's Pshat, let me tell you, over the years, I've dealt with many types of Eden, many people who are Mechayza B'tshuva, Shabbos, and the famous question that they always ask me, always been asked the same question. How by me keeping Shabbos is it an ois that the Rebbe Hashem created the world? I mean, how does that, because I keep Shabbos, it's an ois that Hashem created the world? We do say zikara in lemaisa bereishis. Okay, maybe we act on Shabbos to commemorate. Yeah, but it seems like it's more. It's an ois. It's a sign. It's an ois. Somehow it proves, unless maybe I'm not translating the word ois properly, but l'chayra, ois is a siman, a sign. How does my Shmira Shabbos a siman, a sign? I've been asked this, huh?
So why the whole world keeps 7 days? There's some siman there, because both.
Can I tell you what bothers me with this? You made Shabbos that the whole world keeps Shabbos. I like to think Shabbos is mine azayit. That's what I'd like to think.
Especially.
I want it to be mine Shabbos. I like to think Akum Sheshavas is Chayv Misa. Don't make me a Raivas. The Goyim Halten Zibin Teg. I'm not interested in what the Goyim do. It's not interesting. You might be right, but that's not what the Oisi Beinu Beinechem. So something about my Shabbos. Alamdin. Alamdin. Oh, I'm going to argue with an LTE that knows more than me. Mustamin know more than me. I hear. You know that I want to say something more than this. Something. You're playing down the Shabbos. Shabbos is a, it's a proof. The word proof. You're right. You want proof? You're right how it's a proof. I want it to be an Ois Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael. There's something unique. You know, even Rashi. Rashi points out, what is it? Ois hi Beini Uveinechem ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Yeah? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Pasik Yud Gimel Rashi Ki Oisi Ois Gedoili Beinenu Shebacharti Bochem Banchili Lechem Es Yayim Enuchasi Lemenucha Lodasa Umois Boch. It's a sign to the world, Shabbos. So what is it, Rabbi Say? Recently somebody showed me that Rabbi Yelopian Ashmuz, that Rabbi Yelopian dealt with this question. How is Shmira Shabbos an ice as the Rebbein Shabbashaf in the Welt? How? Okay. I said, let me tell you now the Beis HaLevi. Nasi with me so far? Good? Okay. Let me tell you the Beis HaLevi. And let me tell you over the Priska Rav. And then we'll start to formulate to verstehen the Zwei Psukim. Oisi Keni Hashem Mekadishchem. It's also an ice as the Rebbein Shabbashaf in the Welt. It's both Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereishis and Tchila Mikrei Kodesh. Beis HaLevi and Parashas Bereishis explains that all Kedushas, all Kedushas, yeah, and all Hashpas, HaKedushas, Vanisim are rooted in Shabbos. So if there's Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's because there was a Shabbos. As they learned the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi fragt, was is the Pshat in Kiddush? Beis HaLevi fragt the Kasha. Is it Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or is it, and the answer is Tchila Mikrei Kodesh. Every Kodesh begins from Shabbos. That's the Shabbos Kodesh. The reason why Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh, because that's the basis. That's the base of all kedushas. Now you could say it's mekar habrachas and nisim, right? It also says it's mekar of all nisim. We could go into all the Torah, mekar habrachas, but you must hear all this. At some point in your life, you had either a rav or a rebbe that told you mekar habrachas, Shabbos, good. But the Beis HaLevi is saying, no, salam aleinu. It's tchila l'mikraya kodesh. And that's taka zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. How is it zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim? Because yitzias Mitzrayim was kedusha. Yitzias Mitzrayim was what? No. Nisim. Let's read the Beis HaLevi. V'zeh shanach noim b'kiddush al Shabbos t'chilu mikrei kodesh yitzias Mitzrayim l'chay kasha mashayich Shabbos yitzias Mitzrayim v'arei zeichel abriya. Rak de kemei de kairim adam arishin. Adam is called Adam arishin because all people come from him. Yan shu rishin chalanash b'nei yatzar kulam. Kemei kein Shabbos hu aschala l'mikraye kodesh. That's pshat tchila mikraye kodesh. Das pas hakdush v'anisim hakol ba b'schus Shabbos. V'aschala chalagiluyim v'hanisim hu yitzias Mitzrayim. Malkein Shabbos Hu Yisoid Liyitzias Mitzrayim. We still don't have yet to understand how is that an ois ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Tchil mikrei kodesh. Where do you see it's what? And the truth is in the pasuk we don't have Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's more about what? No, Rabbi, say learn with me. Come. Learn a lenkirach tanin stub. No? No? Kasha, it's you. It's not. You're right. Kiddush, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. I've been Pasuk State. It's about you. It's an ois about you, not so much about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah? Lamelana Briskerav. Hashem ishtika le Briskerav. Briskerav. Dusha Gris. Briskerav says there's two Yanim in Shabbos. And he's Medayik. Make sure you tell your children this word on Shabbos. A beautiful word from Briskerav. Ache Shabsoi Sai Tishmai. Pasuk starts off Lashon Rabin. Shabsoi Sai. Then it says, V'shar many souls a Shabbos Lashon Yachid. Many Shabbos. It says, Shabsoi Sai Tishmai. Say, it's a Shabbos Tishmai. Starts with a Rabin. And it jumps to Lashon Yachid. As if fragt Briskerav. Sagt der heilige Briskerav. Shabbos has two things in it. Stei Dvarim. Wenn wir reden, Yeshiva shel Lashon. Ja, Rabbi, say, yeah, Mama Lashon. Zwei Dinen. Okay? Zwei Dinen. One, that it's Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what we say in Kiddush. And what's the Pshat? Not Mitzrayim, the Nisim. But Mitzrayim, Pchiras Kedushas Yisrael. That's the Pshat. This Rav is so beautiful. It's such a zisa, such a meredik, a glat avat. Avat, it's about Mitzrayim, but what part of Mitzrayim? So Beis Halevi learns, no. Okay, I'm sorry, we're not in class, I can't call on you. But say it anyway, jump, no, zag. No. The Nisim, the Chayz, no, Zabris Krav, it's about Kedushas, Bchiras Yisrael, the Rashi, no, Keni Hashem, he's learning it in the Pasuk, no, Keni Hashem, Mikadishchem, Uksiv, Hamal Eschem, Eretz Mitzrayim, Ve'yisim Kedoshim, that's Pshat Oisi. So Shabbos is an Ois, Keni Hashem, Mikadishchem, Meredik, huh? Then Sheinis is a Zichrin, Lamaisa, Bereshis, Shein, Weiter, good. Zog the Brisker, Meredig. Yantav is also Shabbos. Tchil Mekrei Kodesh. It's all the Yom Toi. Acha Shabsoi, Sei Tishmai. That's Keni Hashem. Yishadishchem. Acha Shabbos Tishmai. But what's geit men avek, Rabbi? Sei mitanish avek in a mitna Brisker. No, I'm not letting you go. How could you leave this? The Tachmamish Teira Messina. Seriously, this is. It's so glat. There's two in Yonim. There's Taka two in Yonim in Shabbos. There's the Indian of Shabbos. Kani Hashem, Kadishchem. And das is Yontif Eichit. And me lacha Shabsoi say Tishma. Then there's Breishish. Sheish, you may Breish. Zich Oisi. And das is Shabbos. Eina, one. You got the Teretz? Let's say it again. Till the oilam, till everyone in the room gets it, we're going to say it again. Daf zibizah. Daf it, Rabbeis, it does daf misnitz down my fault is given my involved. Ken says, not that big deal. Who cares what he says, right? Mask him. Have a twist, Rav Zak Pshat. Let's go. Let's talk. No? So that's Vein Yanim in Shabbos. There's the first Indian of Shabbos, Mitzrayim. Uvas is Mitzrayim. Bechiras Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. Yantav is also, that's Tchil Mekrei Kodesh. That's why it's plural. Achash Shabsoi Sai Tishmai. And there's Shabbos. May Bracious. Right, Zichrin? Kishesh Yom Mas Hashem Es Hashemayim Ves Aretz. And thus is Shabbos singular. Good. Rabbi Sai, so what's the ice? Let's talk. So Rabbi Sai, let me tell you. From here on, you could argue, because it's not the Brisker Rav, it's what I say, what I think, what I feel. Them kens the chaylik sein. The Torah is not saying that it's a zichron to Kedushas Yisrael. It's an ois taka, kiani Hashem lekadishcha. It's an ois. It proves. It's ois be'enei ha'amin. What is it? Yeah? Okay. Let me tell you over. Ashtikale meisa, mit nochab efsha gresse meisa, und mit dem wird man sagen, ashtikale pshat. You ready, Rabbi Sai? Okay. The Elder Zedek, in his Sefer Beisar, in Hagdame, they bring his history of Peldus. There's one small meisale. What's the meisale? It says over there that he once got up in the Bishkneses in Pinsk. Don't forget, there was tremendous haskalah in Europe, the Lita, was terrible. And he gave a scream, Yavinai Apeshim. The Peshim, that they're not Mamim B'Kedushas HaShabbos, let them come to me, and I'll give them to feel the Kedushas HaShabbos B'Yadai. Let them come talk to me. I'll already give you to feel the Kedushas HaShabbos. You have to. Yavinai HaPeshim. Let them come. And I'm going to give them. Let them come, come. But you don't believe in Shabbos. Huh? Come. I'll make you believe in Shabbos. Come. I'll make you. With your hands, you'll feel it. As a boy, young boy, 4 or 5 years before my bar mitzvah, I once went into the Sklana B'Smedrash in Williamsburg. I used to go to the Y. Now became Spinka B'Smedrash, that Y. We used to be in the Y. Summer. Next door is Sklana. I mean, he's Minyanim. We used to go there to help with the Minyanim, Mincha, Meirif. So we daven Mincha there. He asked my name. The first thing he told me was this. He said, Zayda Sefer steht das. Meiritik. He had such distractions from it. He said, you have no idea what the face of us does. He was so this nekuda. You're for not patient. I'll give them to feel the Shabbos be a day. You know what the pshat in this Maisa Rabbi say is? Either you feel it or you don't feel it. Can zogin from hein piz magen. My Zayd used to say over a zog from lita. It's a zog. Divas verstehen, darf man sie nicht zogin. Und divas verstehen, wird gar nicht helfen. It's a zog in Europe. You know, the Shabbos is called Neshami Yaseir, Vay of the Nefesh. Vay of the Nefesh, Gemara Tezayin. I'll tell you a story. Yidden used to lose their jobs when they didn't want to work on Shabbos. Now, recently, over the years, they passed blue zone laws that you can't fire Yid for working on Shabbos. Like you claim, you're not be mechayim me to work on Shabbos. I heard from many rabbanim that this was a big fight. My grandfather, Zechayim Levrach, Rabbi Shmuel Wolkin, was one of the organizers that went to Albany to speak to the government, to the governor at the time, to pass these laws. The Rav in Queens, Rabbi Schoenfeld, he was busy with it. He explained to me there was a whole nidin that they were should do it. A lot of gedolim held not to start up. A lot of interesting history behind the story. I'll call upon him. My grandfather worked the whole year between rabbanim and lawyers, and they got together in mishlachas, a group to go down to have a meeting with the governor to pass that. 2 days before, the Zayda turns to Rabbi Schoenfeld. I heard this from his mouth directly, Rabbi Schoenfeld. He tells me, the Zayda says, Nuzak mir, wer geht mir nehmen? Who's going to take me to the... He says, I told him, Avalkin, why do you have to go? I mean, we have professional rabbonim, we have professional lawyers. The Hetzach Nish can English. You don't speak English. Why? He says, Vos, it's my baby. That's what he said. It's my baby. I worked on it. What? Ich nicht gehen. Muss sein. I have to. He says, okay. Okay, I'll arrange you a ride. They arranged a ride. They took him. Okay. right before they went into the audience with the governor, Rabbi Schoenfeld tells me, the Zayde turns to Rabbi Schoenfeld and he says, "Wer geht reden dem Eschner? Who will be the first speaker?" So Rabbi Schoenfeld said, "We'll start off with one Rav, and then a lawyer, and then a Rav, and a lawyer, and this one, and that. And then Geich Redden, when am I going to speak?" So Schoenfeld said, I figured, you know what, I'll tell him at the end, he can get up, and you know, give up Rach, you know, place. So I said, you know, Aber Ravalk, that's the Chnish Kenebelish, you don't. He says, "Was redst du? Ich gehe reden erst." He's going to be the first speaker. Schoenfeld told me, these are the words he used. His feet turned to jelly. He said, "We worked on it for a year." He said, "I'm thinking, oy vey, what, you get up and alter Rav? We're done. If you don't stop and catch the attention." So I trot. He would not hear of it. Ich gehe reden erst. He says, "I knew." He says, "I thought that's it. It's finished. Not again." So he says, "Aber Ravalkin, du redst doch nicht kenne ich verschen wissen was zu reden. I already know what to speak." My grandfather comes in and he gets up and he starts to talk. It's a lange weiße Bart and er redt in Yiddish. He's speaking Yiddish. He's talking. Warum ist in Yiddish? Und er weint, und er klockt, und er da. The governor was so nisragish. He was so nisragish. Yeah. Oh, so let's talk a minute. Yeah. This is what I want to tell you. I want you to hear. I started with the Briske Rav. Mechdik abgelernt. Listen to a story. Let's pay attention to a story. The governor says, "Rabbi Wolkin, stop crying. We'll work on it. Don't worry. We get the mintasach. Calm down. Calm down. Okay." Rabbi Schoenfeld told me, he says, the smile, and then he says they were shocked. Everyone was shocked. Everything that they said afterwards, it was just cleanup for them. They were so accepted. Where did my grandfather get this Yisai from? The Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim. Everything my grandfather did was the Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim. We know that the Chafetz Chaim went and he said testimony for a bach in the yeshiva that they said he was a spy, and then they were chayshed him. Chafetz Chaim came to testify on his behalf, didn't say one word in Polish or Russian, whatever the judge. Get in Yiddish, at geveint, and it worked. Dvarim ayetzim in alev, nichnasim al alev. Now I'd rather know what the Zayde said, because it was printed in the Albany Times, in the newspaper, it was retranslated, and I have it. I have it at home. Anybody that wants, I can show it to them. The Zayde said an interesting insight. Pay attention to what they say. Yeah. He said, "America's a democracy. Democracy has respect human rights. They respect human rights. So not only they respect the person, but they even have respect for the body of a person. You know, a soldier that's killed, they bring him back with honors. There's even a rule that a soldier has to go back to save the body of his battalion, right? They don't just, I mean, I don't know about, you know, World War II, maybe it was a little different, but it's one of the, in Israel also they have such a halakha, that you have to go back in for the, and that's the body. But the soul, for sure, if that's the respect, what is the soul of a Jew? It's Shabbos. The democracy, human rights is mechayiv. That you need to respect the rights of the Yid Shabbos, because that's his soul, that's his neshama. And the governor, He heard it. Now he didn't even know what he didn't even know what was being said, but he heard it. Rabbi Schoenfeld told me that when they left the room, my grandfather already knew. Yeah. My grandfather already knew that this was mutzlach. So he turns to Rabbi Schoenfeld and says, I knew exactly what to do. And they were matzliach. What's the point? It's not words. Shabbos is nesham. It's a ruchnisdika thing. And to convey it, that's what a yid. You know, if you have a radio, I was thinking about it once. If the radio doesn't have, what I think it's called wave, the band, what do they call it in England? It can't pick up certain zachen. It doesn't pick up. Huh? It's a certain type of a radio that could pick up a certain zach. Yeah? The simon, as by Shabbos is kodesh, is a simon val the yid is kodesh. It's an ois. The yid. Before Adam Rishon, I'm ready to answer you on everything, but let me just tell you over another brisker rough that I was nisragish from, okay? Yidalach, one more second, and then you could ask me whatever you want, okay? I want to tell you over a meiridike brisker rough. The brisker rough, his Erev Shabbos, what was his Erev Shabbos? He got ready very early for Shabbos. And he would stand on the porch, yeah, dressed in Big Day Shabbos, awaiting the Shabbos. Awaiting. Tzfiyah, he will wait. Yeah. He didn't even do anything, it says clearly. Just standing there and waiting. Rak Yoishiv b'tzfiyah. Kiyadua, Brisker, everything was a Rambam. It's a first Rambam. What's the Rambam? Ezeu kavod. Zesh amru chachamim shemitzvah la'adam lirchoitz panav yada v'ragl b'cham b'erv Shabbos b'nei kvod ha-Shabbos. U'misate b'tzitzis v'yoyshev b'kovid reish miyachil lakabah. He has to await the Shabbos. K'moishu yoytze likras ha-melech. The king is coming. The king is coming. And he brings a Meridika Maisa here. He brings Rabbi Avrom Yitzchak Kakayan Cook, Rashivas Meir Talmud, said over from his father, who was the Rav in Tveria, that the Brisker Rav saw the Shabbos, the time he put on his hat and jacket. And he got up and he said, Mizmashil Yayma Shabbos. Shteitzach, Brisk, everything is bedigtuk. So Rabbi Fol, his son, asked him, why did the Tata stand up? Why did the Tata stand up? Is there a din that you have to stand up when you say Mizmashil Yayma Shabbos? Same thing of fact. Huh? Okay, so let's talk a minute. So he brings that he... Rabbi Fol said to him, maybe it's based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chafei on the base. Amar Rav, Kachlei Minhagish, Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, Erev Shabbos, Mevin Le'arevim, Le'achamin, he washed himself, Misate V'yoyishim, Sadinim, Amtziyot, V'doim L'malach Hashem Tzvakos. So you have to dress like a malach. Briskos, stop. No, we're not malach. We're not interested. It's not because of that Gemara. Not because of that Gemara. Because, I mean, the Gemara says clearly, Mesativ, but it's interesting, the Yoyshev B'Sadinim HaMetzionim. He was sitting, huh? Not that's Halten Shmedekim. I mean, Mitutnishnach because of Malach. We're not Malach. So then what is it based on? It's a Gemara Baba Kamalah, the Bezim and Aleph. Umay de Isi Be'er Shabbos Ben Shmash Shupatim. Okay. May B'Shus Ak Gemara Amar Chanina Bovan Eitzik Shabbos Malkisa. You have to go out. If you understand this, so how could you not put on your hat? And how could you not get up? The Melech Kumt. The Melech Kumt. The Melech Kumt. Shabbos is a hergish that a Yid has. There's no way to explain the Shabbos. There's no way. Over the years, I'm telling you, many people have asked me, explain to me the Shabbos. And you know what the Teretz is? There's no way to explain it. Tamuru. Oh, you see, it's a proof. There is no way to explain Shabbos. But when you keep the Shabbos properly, let's verstehen that the Melech is in front of you, that the Rabbi Nishlam is Beira Olam. It's a simon that there's a Melech. Melech, the Rabbi Nishlam Bashaf in the Welt. And that itself, that you have the Shabbos, and it's Bein you, Bein Ben Yisrael. Nobody else could. Certain things you can't explain. A Sayyid filled on Shabbos, you can't explain. There's nothing to explain. That's the Teretz. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Umas Ha'olam. Man, I told you over a story with this, I'll end, because the truth is, I really wanted to talk, not just one time, but a little bit more about Shabbos, and to go into maybe afterwards to what you asked me. We're going to talk about all your questions. I'm setting the tone of all of a shir that I want to give more barichas. I once told you that I was walking by a procession of Achnas Sefer Torah in my Sefer Torah that was given from my grandmother in my father's shul. There was a guy on the block. He was a guy, but that was his Liebton mitzvahs. He used to walk around. I love to do mitzvahs. I'm a chassid. He used to walk around. He's a chassid. One Shabbos morning, he woke up at 6 in the morning. He was putting in a swing set in the backyard of my house. 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was Shabbos. So we woke up. The rabbi told me that you're supposed to start your day with a mitzvah. See, he's starting his day with a mitzvah, yeah? So he's putting a swing set. My father had to explain to him, it's Shabbos. You can't do it. You got the wrong day. Any other day, you got it right. Yeah. So you know what the guy said? The rabbi, you told me I'm not allowed to keep Shabbos. Azazard guy, okay? Now you know the level of the guy. All right. I could just tell you that he was very close to my grandfather. When my Zayda was nifter, he came into the house and it was Menachem Omi, cried like a baby. A guy, mamish, okay. He sees Achnas Sefer Torah. You know what? He asked me an interesting question. He says, Rabbi Aaron, to call me Rabbi Aaron. A guy, you tell me, I'm just like a Greek, okay? We used to sell him the chametz. We used to come to Yarmulke, we used to sell him the chametz. That's a guy, okay? Rabbi Aaron, he says to me, I don't understand. What's the happiness of, it's a new edition of a Sefer Torah? I mean, what's the excitement? Do you have only one? Is it like the only one we have in the synagogue? Like, he couldn't figure out what's the excitement? I was thinking to myself, what do I answer him? And you know what I realized? There's nothing to answer. Because whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to understand it anyway. Not everything is explaining. It's about a feeling. Neshama Yisera, Neshama. It's a Ruchni Yisdika thing. It's something that can't really be explained. And I want to tell you, I'm married to get Teretz with this, and we're going to, after that, say a Hemshavait. How do we know that there's such a thing as a Neshama Yisera? No? Where, no, Rabbi said, where's the Mekar of Neshama Yisera? Shavas Vayinafash. So we're going to have to talk about that Rashi. It's a very complicated Rashi. Because Rashi says it's a Neshama Yisera, you can eat whatever you want, you know. This we have to talk about after the dietitians if it really works. I know my Elta Fetter, Reb Zalman, used to write that you don't gain weight on Shabbos. Lamaisa, people gain weight. So the teretz is, it depends why you're eating. If you're eating L'Kavod Shabbos or L'Kavod Zich. All right. But where do we know Neshama Yisayir from? Where do we know from? Shavas Vayov the Nefesh. Why do we know it from leaving? We should know it when it comes in, not when it leaves. Chamayu Dekar. Rabbi, you ever hear the Kasha?
Don't realize until they leave. Everything but the Chesaron, then you know. And Chesaron.
That's the Teretz, Rabbi. Something which is Ruchni. Sometimes you don't know what it is. You know when you chop what it is? When you don't have it. Vayov the Nefesh. We start to realize, Favas bin Chnitz Afrid, why am I not happy? Why am I not happy? And the Teretz says, something's missing. What's missing? Shabbos is the Kesher of the Eibishter. Something is missing. Ask a person to define what it means, Shabbos, and the answer is, I know it, that it exists from the fact that after Shabbos, I feel different. Shabbos is a dover ruchni. And a yid, you can't explain it. Certain things can't be explained. What is it? I don't know what it is. But I know if I don't have it, I'm missing something. Something is missing. The nefesh of a yid. This is oisi ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. It's a simim vasa zayid. Shabbos is only, that's akum sheshavas is chayiv misa. It's a private thing. A guy has no shaykhis to it. Ani Hashem mekadishchem is a simim that what? That vasa zayid. Because only a yid understands what a Shabbos is. And where do you see it? Vayov the nefesh. Rabbi said, this is a haschal. It's Hashem, I want to continue with this a little bit more next week. I have to stop over here because of the time. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.